The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
That is the brilliant Side 4 Collective and a song called Sand and Sails featuring Farrah L. And I love that song. That's from the album We Burn Bright by Side 4 Collective. And it's a really interesting project. Dave Hingerty is one of Ireland's kind of most prominent drummers. He's played with Keela, The Frames. He's played with Eddie Vedder and The Waterboys. He's even played with Chris Martin, people like that. And he's put together this really kind of interesting collective. I guess loads of brilliant Irish musicians and then special guests. And they, I'll let him explain it, but they bounce off the drums. So they come from the drum side. That's the first bit of the creativity in the process. So we're very, very lucky because there's a new song from Side 4 Collective and we have Dave Hingerty on the line. How you doing, Dave?
Great, great. Thanks for asking me on.
Yeah, no, the new song is brilliant. We're going to play it soon. It's called Four Letters. But Side 4 Collective, the process and the way it works is just, I think, really kind of unique. It's really interesting. Yeah, I thought it'd be cool to kind of chat about it and just chat about creativity coming from the drummer end, I suppose. Because, you know, everyone knows about the singers because they're the ones that shout the loudest, figuratively and literally. But from a drummer's perspective, can you tell us a little bit about how Side 4 Collective kind of works and how it came about?
Yeah. I suppose I spent about 10 years collecting drum beats on my phone and just didn't really know what to do with them, hundreds and hundreds of beats. And I met this guy, Anthony Gibney, who's just back from New York, and he had a studio and he was just kicking off here in Ireland with Audioland Studios. And he says, sure, come on over and we'll experiment and we'll set up all your different drum kits and set up loads of grooves. So then I had a folder of grooves I sent around to lots of friends of friends, musicians that I knew, I suppose about 100 people over the two records. And they had access to this folder of drum beats. And I know everybody can access sample packs of drum beats these days, but the difference was that this, I suppose this is interactive. And if somebody signs on or they're interested in writing to the beats, they have access to the folder and they have access to another maybe 100 musicians who might be interested in adding to whatever they add to the beat in a layering process. And then there's also available to them session musicians, the studio to record in if they haven't got their own place. And then we'd mix it and master it and we'd promote it and even make videos for us, distribute it. So it's like a tiny underground record label-ish that doesn't have any money but gets lots of favours in. But it's also a band. I suppose it's not really a band. It's a project, I think.
Yeah, it's a creative project, yeah.
It's a creative project, yeah, because I think modern pop and rock music has been on the go for decades and decades, and everybody's, I presume, looking for new ways to write new music. And I thought this might be a good, fun way to just turn the tables on the songwriter and ask them to write to drum beats, because usually as drummers we're sitting there and we receive songs from songwriters. But this time I'm sort of challenging songwriters to be able to write these beats. They're not normal beats either, God love them. Like I kind of feel for the people who decide that they're going to take this challenge, because it's difficult. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because some of the beats are, like, whatever it goes on in my head, I somehow think that some of the drum beats are melodic, kind of deluded a little bit in that way. Maybe I'm hallucinating it. But I do hear melodies in some of the drum patterns. And I think I'm kind of like a frustrated bass player or guitar player or something.
This is the thing, I suppose. Almost all of popular music comes from the melody and the lyrics. At a basic level, obviously, it isn't as simple as that. But often,
and that's where the money is. Yeah,
yeah. But often, it's the melody comes first, and the vocal comes next. So you send the songs out to musicians, and they sit and they listen to the songs, and they write the melodies to the drum beats. And how have musicians responded to this? I mean, how have they found it?
They've been brilliant. I think, I just think that whole limitation is good for creativity. I think maybe they're ready, those who partake, they're ready for that sort of restriction. Is that the right word?
Mm.
It forces them into a sort of a narrow way of writing.
Creative boundary.
They're challenged then. And I think most people like a challenge, especially some experienced songwriters. Don't forget, it's not just for songwriters per se. Like, I've had people with modular synthesizers and people who just love experimental noises and sounds, and like, it's quite wide reaching. So I would invite anybody. It doesn't have to be your classic songwriter, far from it.
Mm.
Some people close it off then, so they might say to me, look, I've written a song on one of your beats, and do you mind if we just don't have other collaborators, if I can just stop it just right there, and then we'll see it through, you and I, Dave, we'll work it. And I'd say, yeah, that's no problem. But other times they'll leave it open for a collaboration, so other people within that sort of, let's call it a community, Side 4 Collective, other people can have a look around and rummage around and see if they like anything that arrives new in the Dropbox folder, and then they can add their ideas to it. And I suppose that's why you've had a lot of the times it's usually three or four people, and then you might have a session musician or somebody like Robbie Malone or some of the musician Max Greenwood might come in and play as well, just for the fun, just add some bits and bobs.
It's really good. And on the last album, there's some brilliant artists from Paul Noonan, Carl Coughlin, Carol Keogh, brilliant song from Carol Keogh. And that song I just played there, Farrah L. So there's a new album on the way, and there's been a couple of singles released so far. And the third one is this song, Four Letters, with Dara from Sacred Animals and Adrian Crowley from the upcoming second Side 4 Collective album. Can you tell us a little bit about how this came together?
Somebody introduced me to Dara, and so anyway, we connected up, and you know the way it is in Ireland especially. So it's lovely, you hear from somebody, they're interested, and you go, great, and then they have access to the folder, like I say. They just work away, and Dara was great because, I don't know if he's used to completing things on his own, but he was very fast, and he was very thorough, and he was very independent with it. It almost felt like it took it way further than I expected it. It was very much almost a finished thing, you know? And which, so I really admire, and I don't mind that at all. I mean, I love being part of the process. I wouldn't call myself a producer at all, but I love suggesting, throwing things at the songwriters, making suggestions, and just being resourceful for them. But yeah, Dara was one of those examples where it didn't seem like he needed any help at all. But I did manage to persuade him. Friend of mine, Franco, he has these modular synthesizers. You know, the ones with the tiny little million leads? And they're all connected up, I'm sure your listeners have seen those kind of things before. Very retro, but beautiful sounds. Anyway, he added those sounds upon my suggestion. And then we listened to the track together, and I thought it just needed some sort of low voice, like Adrian Crowley's, who's, you know, his voice is so mellifluous and calming and rich, and I just thought it would be perfect antithesis to Dara's vocal is quite high a lot of the time. So when Adrian's voice arrives in, it's a good balance point, I think. And
it really is kind of built. It comes in steps, you know, the songwriting process, which is really interesting. It's like from the bottom up, nearly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I have no idea which. Like, I mean, I'm sure some songwriters have a good vision as to where the song might go, but for me, like throwing the beats out, I just no idea what comes back. And the interesting thing is, you're probably going to ask, is that sometimes two or three people will write to the same beat, and you have different, totally different songs being written to the same beat. So I love that type of thing. You know, it's really interesting. And I'd love to do a project, for example, where you gave lots of people different lyrics and you asked them to write songs, and you came back and sort of 10 well-known Irish songwriters, for example, and gave them all the same lyrics and asked them to write, you know, songs upon the lyrics and see what different results came in. Because, yeah, I'm sure even the same songwriter would write a different song on a different day.
Well, look, it's a brilliant song, Four Letters, from the upcoming Side 4 Collective album featuring Sacred Animals and Adrian Crowley. Well, let's play it now. Dave Hingerty is the man behind Side 4 Collective. Thanks for chatting to us today, Dave.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Really, really looking forward to the rest of the album, and if it's as good as this, this is an excellent, excellent song. It's Four Letters, Side 4 Collective on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.